Beware the liars.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, a star is born. On July 22nd, 1940, the world welcomed little baby Alex Trebek. It's a boy.
Sorry, Mom, your response must be in the form of a question. Dad.
What is it a boy or a girl?
Correct. Choose.
I'll take, how the heck am I gonna pay for college for $500?
Alex Trebek, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. He won't resign, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosello speaking out moments ago.
Well, again, I've apologized for that. I'm making amends for all of those efforts.
You've apologized for what this was, specifically, Governor?
For all of the comments that I've made on the chats.
Rosello appeared on Shepard Smith reporting. Those chats include leaked homophobic and hate-filled messages, thousands again demanding he resign. President Trump says he's losing patience with Iran.
They disrespected the United States. They shouldn't have done that. That was a big mistake. One of the best things I've done is terminate that ridiculous deal. If they want to make a deal, It's frankly, it's getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran.
The president referring to the 2015 nuclear deal his administration walked away from. Equifax to pay more than $700 million for that massive data breach in 2017. This is Fox News.
Here's to all the hairy guys.
We're men, manly men, we're getting tights. Yes! We roam around the forest looking for fights.
We played that because we were talking before the, in case you just joined us, about a survey, a lot of surveys in the discussion this afternoon that half of men are ashamed of their body hair. bunch of crap. Anyway, what else is new?
Have you done any hair removal in your past? I mean, why do you only have a mustache? Why don't you just rock a whole beard?
Because I look stupid with a beard. It makes my head look round. I was not meant to. I tried it. You saw the.
You've seen
videos.
I think it looked great. I don't think you should be ashamed of your facial hair.
Well, I got three bald spots on my face.
Oh, no. Okay.
So.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
The mustache doesn't connect to what grows
on
the chin.
Yeah, I have that issue right now.
I can see you do, but it doesn't look bad on you.
Yeah, it works.
But you have a narrow face.
Mm-hmm.
My face isn't what you would call narrow. Although, who was it today? Dr. Sam said, you look like you're losing weight. And I am.
Keto, right?
I'm doing that. I'm doing the amino acid trip at infusion, which is great. I'm doing everything I can. But here's the thing. In fact, I was talking to Mr. Ritterbottle that I am now in my 16th or 17th day without eating a single flake of starch, bread, anything. There's a couple of things I do that are not necessarily keto, but I am eating a whole lot healthier overall. Lots of vegetables. You know what I had for lunch yesterday?
What?
A steamed bag of Brussels sprouts.
Yummy.
Butter, salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Little honey mustard. It's fine.
I had a fried chicken sandwich.
Well, that's good.
Not as healthy as what you went with. So look at you. Brussels sprouts, when done well, are good, too.
I mean, if I could quit smoking, I'd be a whole lot more optimistic about my lifespan in general. But I am not using the mental trap of a scale.
No.
But I do have my closet organized by size.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to drop a size without having to suck it in and painfully, like I got some jeans that I can wear again.
Nice. Look at you.
So what the actual number is, I will find out August 7th when I visit my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, for my annual examination, which hopefully does not include a rubber glove this year.
Oh, for your prostate?
Yeah, I think I've actually passed that phase because colonoscopy didn't turn up anything. I don't think I need it. And I'll announce that.
I'm just...
If you got to do it, you got to do it, right? Before we do another thing, we've had a couple of calls and messages about a wreck on 65. Let's head down and get with Mr. Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way into the 4 o'clock hour, and we see an accident on I-65 northbound. It is at the Clay Street overpass in the downtown area. It's an accident with injury, so please be careful. It's blocking the left lane. If you're on I-85, there aren't any problems for you. The boulevard is moving along just fine this afternoon, and there are no delays on the 31s. Let's just be extra careful today. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You got Eddie Bader's number handy?
Yeah.
Right there, right?
What's his
number at the Goodson Group?
His number is 322-0662, yeah.
All the pictures on the house, the Bellwood West house, are up, and it looks phenomenal. It really does. And one of the reasons it looks so phenomenal is flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Beautiful dark hardwood in the living room, a master bedroom, a spa-tiled master bathroom, walls, floor. It looks incredible.
Yeah, I'm looking at your listing right here.
There it is. Backsplash, marble countertops. I'm telling you, if you want something with all that great stuff built in, and not to mention an AC from Clark's that's only 5 years old.
And a large master bedroom.
Very large.
It's impressive.
More than accommodated by Mr. Sam.
I was never really been in there, but I caught a glimpse one day when you were going to get your Tupperware tub with all your memories. I was like, man, that's quite a bedroom right there.
That's what manly men do when they have friends over. They go get their Tupperware. Yeah. That's what we do because every once in a while, you got to burp it. 411 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So, Georgia Floors Direct made those remarkable improvements to the house, and they still look fantastic because it's good product. It holds up well. It's durable. And if you look at the photos on Eddie's webpage, I got the link on Facebook, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's not just the quality of the product itself, but the way it was installed with precision and caring. And those are the people that work for Georgia Floors Direct. So you can't go wrong. A true wholesale price on whatever your dream flooring is, and then installed by people who, this is what they do. And they do it, I mean, they are meticulous, right down to the smallest detail. They're that kind of people. You know, they're not done until they are fully satisfied that everything has been made as perfectly as it can be. So visit Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home. We're going to get news and weather here, and when we come back, I'm going to play you a new Trump Can't Win compilation. And it's always fun to listen to these smug, arrogant experts. All of these people, the voices, some you'll recognize, some I may shout them out. It's going to start with John Kasich, who eats with a bib at first. All of them saying what can't happen. So why would we believe anybody? When you hear this, the question is, why would we believe anybody today predicting any that collection of losers? I'm going to stick my neck out here and say none of the people that are going to be in this next debate, I think they're going to cut it off at 20. Are actually going to be the nominee. I think they're going to do something desperate when push comes to shove and put Michelle Obama in there. I really do. Because for some reason, people think she's presidential material. Well, her handlers will make sure she is.
Her so-called popularity, I think, would plummet as soon as she actually got into politics. Tends to happen.
Did you see this BS about the most admired people in the world?
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, okay, now that...
And this asshat...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
What are they... Exactly, what is it you admire? You're going to hear him two or three times in this clip coming up. Yeah. Let's move on with our lives at 4:14. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. An Alabama Department of Corrections canine has died from complications after becoming ill during a contraband search operation at a correctional facility in Elmore County. Jake's handler says his partner was performing his search Thursday when he became ill after finding a substance. Initial tests identified the substance as synthetic marijuana. This remains under investigation. And the Montgomery Police Department is conducting a homicide investigation following the Sunday evening shooting death of Courtney Jones, 17, of Montgomery. When MPD and fire medics responded to Hall Street, Jones was pronounced dead on scene. No arrests have been made. And new developments are underway in Old Cloverdale. City leaders say this new project will have major impacts on this popular part of town, bringing new apartments and more retail to Fairview Avenue in Old Cloverdale. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hang on, we may see something that rarely happens in the summertime in this part of the world as a cool front enters the state and maybe makes it all the way down to the coast, giving us a little relief. For tonight, still warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms scattered. Fading out later tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become numerous by the afternoon and evening hours as that front moves into the state. Then by evening, the storms end. It turns cooler overnight, low 66. On Wednesday, you will feel a difference here in central Alabama with less humidity, lots of sunshine, a rare summer break with a high temperature around 88. It won't last for long, though, but we'll take it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boz Skaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street.
Tickets to Boz Skaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, September 8th from News Talk 93.1. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, once again, and it's not that unusual, caught with my pants in the down position, with an expired piece of audio that I just came across and thought would be fun to play. This one. All right, that apparently wasn't enough, so now we have to take this next step, and now it should work.
Fix it! Now!
I'm working on it, Joey, you know.
Racist!
Yeah. Yeah, that's what everything is that we don't like, right? It's racist. It's not there at all.
You bigot.
God, I wasted so much of everybody's time with that nonsense, and I'm sorry. Let me take a moment and play, because I'm sure it'll be here, just a little bit, because you are familiar with this.
Mm-hmm. So familiar with it.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he's again considering a run in 2016.
Do it!
You've heard that quite a bit. There is a new one. It's a little bit longer. And it features the same obnoxious, and many of these are Republicans in name only, starting with this fat rhino, John Kasich, who's already making noise about making a run in 2020. Is he serious? You know, even if his policies, he's one of the most naturally unlike, I don't understand states how they put some of these people in office. This guy just has career politician embedded in his face. So let's listen to some of the other experts from 3 years ago, this time of the year, when they were telling us what how it was going to be. Oh, is it going to do this now? It's going to spin around and around. This has really been, as technical segments go, one of the career highlights for me.
Keep trying, Greg.
I'll refresh it again. Talk.
Come on and work!
All right, what could I be doing right now?
Sexist!
Let's try it again.
He's not going to be the nominee, Chuck. I mean, as you know, I'm a head of Ohio.
Chuck.
So, Jenny, could he actually win?
No freaking way!
He will be tempted to run, be predictably shellacked.
Do not tell me that Donald Trump is in this to win this, okay? He's a sideshow.
This is going to turn a three-ring circus into a freak show.
He's not running for president. He's running for Keep Me Famous.
I thought this was maybe some strategy for a new reality show.
By the way, that was, what's his name, Lou Dobbs? He's now a Trumper.
Yeah.
How should Republicans handle Donald Trump? Ignore him.
And that was Chris Wallace and... what's his name? Karl Rove. Now, why anybody would put that fat, bald douchebag in front of a camera to offer an opinion on anything is beyond me. He hasn't had anything right in 15 years.
Donald Trump is not going to be the nominee this party.
Well, I don't think it's likely that Donald Trump will be the nominee.
That was Loser Mitt.
I do, based on your theme, believe that he's here to stay for a while, maybe through a few primaries, but he is not going to be the nominee.
Well, I'm going to support the Republican nominee, and I'm comfortable that it's not going to be Donald Trump.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
I got to pause it there. That's Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
There was a movie on this big space celebration weekend called Marooned or something. Gravity.
Oh, yeah. It's visually stunning, kind of boring in terms of plot.
Why did I keep rooting for Clooney to have his lifeline sever and have him just float off into the universe forever? Right. I was rooting against him. You're supposed to root for the astronaut, and etc. I could not root for him, Dick.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. I'm an actor.
Donald Trump will not be called Bernie.
He's not going to be president. He is not. Donald Trump is not going to be president.
Have some more wine, Nancy.
Take it to the bank.
Okay.
All right.
Think if he's become
Tom Hanks.
Make it great because the states is already gone.
I think that man will be president of the United States right about the time that spaceships come down filled with dinosaurs and red capes.
On that note, Tom.
Take it from me.
How about that?
Yes, like
and then, of course.
Pains me,
this
Tom
is going to turn
Hanks.
A three-ring circus like into a freak show.
He's not running for president. He's running for
president. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right.
I think if he becomes the president here, make it great because the states is already gone.
I think that man will be president of the United States right about the time that spaceships come down filled with dinosaurs and red capes.
Stupid
Tom. Take it
thank
from me.
Much.
How about that?
Yes,
and then, of course, there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
There's Seth Meyers. He's probably a big fan of the big four anti-Semites. You know, I don't understand that. But he's probably blowing smoke up their ass now. He is so funny.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me.
Who is that guy?
John Oliver.
He's a dick, too.
Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president.
Well, you were wrong about that, ass.
But which badly wants you to run.
So when you stand and deliver that State of the Union address.
Here we go. Here is the esteemed sexual predator, Matt Lauer. With Mr. Hope Church.
Yes, in no part of your mind or brain can you imagine Donald Trump standing up one day.
Now, let's listen to that. That's not a question. That's not an interview question. That's an opinion.
Yeah.
Like, this just is so fantastical. It's not to be believed. Because I'm Matt Lauer, and I live in the Upper West Side of my, or Long Island, or wherever the hell he is, and I make $20 million a year for locking women in my office and groping them.
Don't forget the toys.
today and delivering a State of the Union address?
Well, I can imagine it in a Saturday night skit.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
He will never be president of the United States.
And we better be ready for the fact that he might be leading the Republican ticket next.
I know you don't believe that, but I want to go on.
That was that little... That was that little Georgie boy, Stephanopoulos. I bet he's got a lot of potty ears.
Okay, here we are. And which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
Who was on this radio station?
Not him, but, well, he was.
Yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
She was on the morning show.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say...
Get your ear fixed, Stephen Colbert, you little one-man freak show. You're so influential, you couldn't get your sister elected to Congress in South Carolina because they hate you there, because you're an a-hole.
You're not going to be president, all right? But come on, buddy. All, let's say, cow poo-poo aside...
Durant, look at that face, Colbert's face. That's a mental patient right there. Just because he has a suit on, concealing the jacket that zips
I really do think it was this attitude that led Trump to victory.
It helped.
There is zero chance we'll be seeing you being sworn in on the Capitol steps with your hand on a giant golden Bible.
I'll make a prediction, though, for you. I don't really get into predictions much.
Ron Reagan.
But this one, I'll go way out on a limb. Donald Trump will never... ever be president of the United States. That Trump should not be in this race. He's an absurdity. He is a travesty.
Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
Remember when Harry Reid's brother kicked his ass?
Oh, no. That was exercise equipment that went all re. Like it was like using a resistance band and it snapped.
It snapped.
Right.
States.
Donald Trump is a here today, gone tomorrow candidate for president of the United States. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Ever respectful of the fact that the people have not voted, he's not going to be president of the United States.
Okay.
Let's be clear. Donald Trump will lose the election.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he had a really good chance to be different and really have a chance to change things, but he doesn't do that.
Who's that?
Mark Cuban.
It looks like he's about 12 years old in this.
That's how the billionaires in new tech.
The work, he's lazy.
We talk about him every day and we continuously bash him.
He's not going to be the president. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Was that Joy Behar or Bette Midler? They all look. All the old bags on The View look the same. Who was that?
Was that Barbra Streisand?
Yes, no, I think that's Joy Behar.
Racist!
To be a wake-up call to the Republican Party. Despite Boris thinking that Donald Trump could win New York, like this, the presidential race is over.
Could I just cut through? I have one thing to say, one thing.
What is it, Bechel?
Yeah, Bob Bechel. He is so fat, he's literally speaking through his epiglottis.
And that is that this race is over. Tomorrow morning, money will dry up. The Republicans will start to hide. Trump has no place to go. This race, effectively, as of tonight, is no longer a presidential race. Everything I know about presidential politics, and I've been through five of them, I've never seen one like this. This race is over. You might as well accept it. And the question now is, how do you minimize damage? And the only way you can do that, it seems to me, is to try to grab hold of some old conservative value things.
Why don't you grab a hold of your ankles?
And do what Mondale did in 84, which is try to save a few people down ballot. But as far as Donald Trump's concerned, it will never, ever, ever happen.
Pause it real quick.
President Obama will go down.
Oh, go ahead.
That was right after the grab him. You can do anything. You can grab him by
grab
the...
Him by, okay.
That's right after that video came out.
That worked
out
real well, didn't it? Right. Well, even I... That's when Jeff Sessions yelled at me. Remember?
Well, and that was one of the rare occasions where Trump's like, I'm sorry what I said.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know,
look,
it's just, you know.
But if you recall, we did a lot of shows on that.
Oh, yeah.
And we had women call and say, we're worse at times than he is in that clip.
So
I've met a few of those women, yeah.
Got any numbers?
As no. Perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
A new NBC News SurveyMonkey poll is out today. It puts Hillary Clinton up by 10 points over Donald Trump. And this is not the first poll since the conventions to give Clinton a double-digit lead. This is actually the fourth. Mm-hmm. Four polls that have Clinton up by more than 10 points, or at least 10 points. Dane, the kind of lead she has leaped out into this race, you could see other states that suddenly get crazy. States you wouldn't have even imagined, like a South Carolina, even a Texas. They could at least become competitive. And what it would mean? Doesn't mean Hillary Clinton's going to win all of these. It means we could have more competitive states than we ever imagined.
Now, that's on MSLSD. And they have Hillary Clinton projected with 363 electoral votes, Trump with 84.
This is the amazing thing. That guy right there, Steve Kornacki, he's actually a pretty straight shooter because he's a numbers guy. But this is just an example of how wrong the numbers were. I'm not talking about opinion, people. I mean just numbers, raw poll numbers, were downright wrong.
That's the way to lay the land right now at this low moment for Donald Trump. We'll be back right after this.
Hello.
We're back with David Undo P. Plough, the man who says Hillary Clinton has a 100% chance of winning. So that means
that
no scenario that we could lay out to get Donald Trump to 270 electoral votes is something he would buy. So we thought we'd get David in here to look at those scenarios that the Republicans are talking about, citing them as a potential path to victory, and explain to us why they are not just implausible, but impossible.
If you look at Wisconsin, the Marquette poll came out yesterday. Yeah. She's up 6 points. She's up 4 points in our polling in Pennsylvania. If she keeps those together, all she needs is New Hampshire, and she puts the race away, and she's up there.
Well, so for again, them to, all Colorado. I mean,
for them to look at fortune, and it is true, fortune favors the bold.
Yeah.
But if the Comey bomb didn't get them where they need to be.
That really is the question, right?
It'll be interesting tomorrow night, I think, when Hillary Clinton wins, that Donald Trump will have lost this election from the very first day he announced.
Mm-hmm. That's another Hillary Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bitches in this clip.
If the numbers bear out what we're seeing thus far, Hillary Clinton will win Florida. And the delicious irony in this
is Kyle better?
Is that Donald Trump will have been kept from the White House by a big, beautiful brown wall.
And CNN projects
Hold on.
The state of Florida.
Did she refer to
people of color as a brown wall?
A big, beautiful brown wall?
Because up until then, they were expected to vote Democrat like they have for 60 years so they could remain impoverished and without opportunity. Well, they believe that's good for blacks.
All in all,
or people of color.
You're just another brick in the wall.
Yeah. I mean, really, can you be any... Isn't that not kind of racist? The brown wall?
Sexist.
Florida, Kentucky, Indiana, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes, North Dakota with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, he has now taken the lead. Donald Trump has 128 electoral votes, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri, Ohio. He has 167 electoral votes compared to Hillary Clinton's 109, Idaho, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona.
But we should really just take a moment here and look at this. Pollsters predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to have not just a victory, but that she was going to win an electoral landslide. Not only is that not happening, it is entirely possible that Donald Trump is truly redrawing the map the way that he said he was going to.
On that screen, during this clip, there's a...
like the subheading or there's some fancy name.
Dow futures down more than 600 points. Because
mm-hmm.
that's telling you that the market's going to crash if Donald Trump wins.
It was Donald Trump versus almost all the experts. And as of right now,
It looks like Donald Trump was right.
Donald Trump has defeated Hillary Clinton to become president-elect of the United States.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated.
This is not the outcome we wanted, that we worked so hard for.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that we did not win this election.
We're not. And that's that. Wasn't that fun to go through, though?
That was actually entertaining. No, I remember when Trump first announced, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was kind of a branding thing. And then it became real to me after he was on these airwaves, and I saw the energy at that rally in Mobile and Jeff Sessions giving that endorsement. I'm like, okay. I've been around at least enough years to know this is legit. And I sense how much energy in the room he could muster, and the how he inspired people. Like how it was electric in many ways.
I think that, and I believe, barring something we don't know yet, you think Mueller's going to testify Wednesday? I don't.
It was postponed last time, so I don't know about that.
I think that's a disaster for the, who, for some reason, this is they're the ones with the mental problem. I mean, they really believe they're still hanging on to obstruction or collusion. And in what sense? What could Trump have done with the Russians that made that election go the way it did? Nothing. They had nothing. He didn't exert executive privilege. He let his lawyer spend 30 hours with Mueller. If anything's going to come out in that hearing, is that Mueller knew well before the 2018 election there was no collusion. And Jim Jordan and people like that are going to pin him to the wall. And I don't think he wants to go through that. And it ain't going to make the Democrats look one damn bit better. And because they've wasted your time, my time, our time, chasing these hoaxes and fantasies. And their answer to everything is racist, 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 racist. You know, they got nothing. They haven't accomplished a damn thing. They got nothing to run on except we tried all this and it didn't work. So give us another chance. I don't think it's going to happen.
Xenophobe.
I never know what kind of a phobe.
Nativist.
Am I that?
You're jingoistic sexist. Racist.
It is 4:38. We have a guy that does some handiwork for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good. In fact, had him do some work at the old place, stained our little the puppy yard that we made, which is another feature, another reason to call Eddie Bader and take a look at that place. Some exterior painting, and we are going to be, of course, using John Lee's new brand, Solarproof, for some exterior trim work because it's designed, it's funny, we had an expert in the house to explain in no uncertain terms why it's such a superior brand for exterior paint. And the word is viscosity. It's not porous to a point where it would allow that to happen. Clint Carroll was the gentleman who explained how that works. When you're going to do any type of a painting job, it's imperative to use a good paint. I invite you to look at, if, whether you're interested or not, at the photos. You've heard me talk about that neutral color we painted the interior. It's visible in all the photos that Eddie Bader took and put on the listing for the house. So you have to take my word for it. Go look. It looks fantastic, and it's been there for about 5 years. Holds up very well. Resistant to sun. And it's a great neutral color, so you can decorate furniture just with about any way you want and have it compatible. So if you want to see the result, go. I've got that link to Eddie on my Facebook page. Check it out. John Lee Paints and their products made all of that happen. So visit them. They're on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, and they can answer all your questions about patching holes and what kind of brushes and rollers to use on the texture you're painting and so forth. So you too, as the do-it-yourselfer, can get just the right outcome. John Lee Paints. It is 4:40. We have, traffic and Rich's forecast and Fox Business. The next hour, Brant McDonald will join us and give us the scoop on the market, I think, as he predicted last week when he was here on Tuesday, another kind of sideways day. It's better than that.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we still see a problem on I-65. There's an accident on 65 north under the Clay Street Bridge. They've just about got it cleared up, but it is now backing traffic up onto I-85. If you're headed north to 65 off of I-85, use care and caution in that area. The boulevard's moving along just fine this afternoon. We don't have any problems on I-85 on the northbound side, and we don't see any troubles on the 31s. Let's just be extra careful this afternoon. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter lot. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From the Fox Business Network, on Wall Street, stocks closing in the green as investors wade through a sea of corporate earnings results this week. They're also remaining focused on interest rate cut expectations and hopes for an end to the U.S.-China trade conflict. Among the gainers today, tech with semiconductors leading the charge. With the Dow rising 18 points, the Nasdaq up 58, S&P 500 up 8. And after the closing bell, Whirlpool reporting earnings and revenue beating Wall Street expectations and raising its guidance for the year. Shares of the maker of Maytag, KitchenAid, and other appliances increasing around 39% since the beginning of the year. And The Lion King ruling at the box office this past weekend and boosting Disney stock, bringing in over $191 million, blowing past industry expectations with the highest opening ever in July. And Disney's Avengers Endgame now is the highest grossing film of all time. Disney shares closing up nearly 1% today on Wall Street. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Three Barsky.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hang on, we may see something that rarely happens in the summertime in this part of the world as a cool front enters the state and maybe makes it all the way down to the coast, giving us a little relief. For tonight, still warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms scattered. Fading out later tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become numerous by the afternoon and evening hours as that front moves into the state. Then by evening, the storms end. It turns cooler overnight, low 66. On Wednesday, you will feel a difference here in central Alabama with less humidity, lots of sunshine, a rare summer break with a high temperature around 88. It won't last for long, though, but we'll take it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work, so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Reached out for some, by the way, a lot of big response over the weekend to various things. The aging app as Kim Jong-un turns into Rosie O'Donnell.
That was a good one.
31 shares off that. The ICE detention centers with occasional cortex weeping outside a container that's filled with bags of ice. I mean, that's so obvious. I'm not surprised. I mean, this is the one, though. This is the big hit over the weekend. You see this?
Mm-hmm.
I was going through some stuff.
I did see that.
And I only saved one of these, and I saved the pint-sized one of a Borden's milk container with my photo on the side. Check this out. 326 reactions and quite a few comments. The funniest, I think, was about, is this the missing porn star we're looking for? A lot of people didn't know that I used to come in pints. Then this morning, you think that there's Eddie and Barbie and Ken thing. Tons of response on that. 163 comments. Wow. I thought I had posted the thing on cats, though, to see if people thought it was as creepy as it looked. That's got Taylor Swift in it and stuff. The trailer has produced a lot of controversy, for whatever that's worth. I saw it in New York, and it was a good production, and there's some good music in it, but I honestly, a lot of musicals do not cut it as movies. and I'm not seeing this as being one of those exceptions.
I was never a fan of cats, either. Not like the act, like a cat is fine.
Right.
I think my grandmother, Doreen, was a big fan of it. I remember watching it and going, all right.
By the way, a little over an hour ago, we had one of the most touching phone calls I've had in the 14-plus years I've been in this time slot. Well, actually, the anniversary of the show is coming up next month, August 29th. What day of the week does that fall on?
August 29th?
Yeah.
Let's check the calendar. It falls on a Thursday.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So we could celebrate Wednesday night at Baumhauer's before that.
Right.
Cool. Anyway, it was Cranky, or Crawdad, rather.
Crawdaded.
And caught us up on some personal situations that are incredibly challenging, but told us what the radio station has meant to him going through the challenges he's facing. And it can't be easy, but it speaks to the value of what this radio station throughout the day provides. It's not just me and the gang in the morning. It's Baron and his group and Dan and that young kid that hangs out with him during that show that occasionally... I'm being facetious. I'm just checking to see if you're paying attention. If your millennial mind has wandered off to another subject.
Well, maybe you need to keep my attention.
Also, something else on my Facebook page, if you get a minute. The first guy that told me, other than Rick Peters, you can make it here, Rad Dotson, and you know Queen Jenny.
Yes.
We're trying our best to raise some cash for them while they're going through this horrible phase with their house having burned down last week, of trying to help them get back on their feet. There's a lot of expenses and stuff that they need to face immediately. And the link to that GoFundMe page is on mine as well. And if you can help them in any way, shape, or form, please do. I did my best. Here's Paul.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Hi, Paul. What's up?
Just wanted to thank you. I got the, coupon for Capital Oyster Bar, the $25 gift certificate.
You won that.
My wife and I used it Saturday, and it was wonderful.
What time of evening did you go there?
7:15, 7:20.
It's... We are big fans of Capital Oyster Bar, and...
I know why. They're good.
Yeah, I can't eat them currently, but I'm a big fan of the... what are they called? They're deep-fried scallops.
Mm-hmm. Crab claws?
Oh, scallops.
Oh, yeah.
Those are a family favorite.
Yeah, those are good.
Well, it was really good. I just wanted to thank you for the gift certificate.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We put it to good use.
And now you can tell everybody that listening to the morning show pays off in nice ways.
Certainly does.
Glad you
won. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. And it's always nice to get those calls, by the way, like Paul just did. We appreciate that so much. Quick reminder that tomorrow at 6:30 at St. James Methodist Church, there's going to be a short but interesting seminar on neurofeedback. This is a new program coming to Infusion. And I really urge you, or if you want to look into this on behalf of somebody who's suffering from anything from ADD to ADHD, anxiety, chronic fatigue, depression, eating disorders, PTSD... This is a new technology that allows the brain to reset or reorganize using microcurrents to promote healthy functional brain activity. ISIS is the name of it, IASIS. It's free. It's at St. James, 6:30 tomorrow evening, and I'm going to do this on Wednesday morning after the morning show. I'm going to try this. So I'm going to go tomorrow night because I'd like to know how this works, the science behind the, this new technology that Dr. Darren Woodling has brought to the area. And I think Ryan Turner's going to stop by the morning show to talk a little bit about it, too. No charge. Just come and join us 6:30 tomorrow night at St. James Methodist Church. 4:55, I got a text from Emily Hayes, who says that the tow truck has picked up that wreck off I-65 and things are moving better through that area. Let's see what else is going on.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your afternoon traffic, and things look great out on the boulevard. We don't have any big delays for you. There's a lot of traffic out there, so watch the cars around you. If you're on I-85, we don't have any problems until you get into the downtown area right near the interchange. The police are still clearing the accident on I-65 northbound under the Clay Street Bridge. That's got traffic backing up not only on I-65, but back on I-85 southbound, so be careful there. We don't have any other problems to slow your ride down this afternoon. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Skinny, skinny jeans, skinny, skinny jeans.
Today's program is brought to you by Skinny Jeans. Hey, tough guy in the skinny jeans. I can see your camel toe, sweetheart.
Get your skinny jeans on.
Broadcasting from the